Problem solving 101. This is important, and I feel like that this may be one of the more impactful things that we can grasp a hold of than most, I believe. Because all people have problems.
Yeah.
If you don't have a problem, you're probably not breathing.
Mm. Amen.
Having problem is a way of life for everyone. Even Jesus did not live a problem-free life. In fact, he had quite a few problems.
Yes.
Pretty serious problems.
Yes.
You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you deal with it.
Amen.
Your problems that you have, and we all have different ones, but the problems that you have do not define you. How you handle them does.
Yes.
Don't get so aggravated when problems come. Or shocked when they show up. When I was at Camp Tracy Turlin's home, we had problems. We had anywhere from 20 to 40 teenage students that didn't want to be there. They were forced to come many times in handcuffs, sometimes in zip ties, sometimes drugged, so they wouldn't even be awake for the trip. Many times they would get there and they would have to be pulled out of the car screaming. And then we were supposed to take care of them. We were supposed to teach them how to respect authority, how to mind, how to work. Some of them had never held a shovel in their life.
Yeah.
Or a rake. Never washed a dish. Never cooked anything. Never swept the floor. Not once. Totally foreign to them. So we had problems.
Mm.
Then we had staff members that didn't want to be there either. And it was evident that they didn't even like the students that were there, much less love them. And then we had the problem of the devil didn't like what we were doing either, so he had to throw a wrench in the works all the time. So we had problems. And I remember one day voicing some of these problems to Preacher McCormick, and he told me something that I'll never forget, and it has helped me hundreds of times since. He said, "Brother Bruce, our ministry is built around solving problems. If you expect to go through a day with no problems, you will always be disappointed. Expect problems. Then they won't blindside you when they come. And you'll be better prepared to deal with them when they do come."
Mm.
He was right.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't know if you expect to have problems tomorrow. I would suggest that you would expect to have problems tomorrow. The past is a good teacher for the future.
That's right.
Do you have problems today? Mm-hmm. Anybody have any problems today? Raise your hand if you had a problem. Okay. Do you have problems yesterday? Day before? We have problems every day, right? So if you expect to go tomorrow without one, it's just not going to happen, right? Question is, how do you deal with these problems that come your way? How do you deal with the repetitive problems? That kind of problem that just it keeps resurfacing. Almost like clockwork. Sometimes from the same people, right? Do you get frustrated at these repetitive issues? Do you react in a negative way? I want to let you know something, and that is this, that the things that made you mad today or yesterday will probably make you mad tomorrow if you don't expect it. Okay? So try to imagine yourself prepared to deal with the problems that you're going to face tomorrow. You're loaded, you're cocked, and you're ready. You're prepared, you've got information, you've prayed, you've read your Bible, you've got your armor on, and you're prepared. And then it happens. That'd be a lot better than it being blindsided by it, right?
Right.
I think our biggest hang-up is our method and mindset of solving problems. Most of the time we get frustrated because we expect a problem-free life. Number one, that's wrong. We shouldn't expect it. Okay? Number two, problems are important to have. If we had no problems, we would never grow.
Right. Amen.
Every difficult circumstance that we ever encounter is only a tool in God's hand to shape you and I to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
Don't run from the problem. Learn from the problem. Stop trying to change everybody else. God has orchestrated every problem that you and I face, even those that come from other people's sin.
Right.
He's orchestrated all these problems to shape us to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
So when we get caught up trying to change everybody so they would quit causing us problems, we're going about, look, our perspective of the problems are wrong.
Yeah.
Even knowing all of this, we still need solutions.
Mm-hmm.
The question is where we find them. So I want to read you this one verse in Psalms 119. 105, very common verse. You probably know it by heart. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Mm-hmm.
David said, he said, God, I want your word because it shines a light where I need to be going, where you want me to go, where you've designed my life to head to.
Yeah.
That's what your word is. It's my light. It's yeah. my flashlight. Okay? Trying to solve your problems without God's word is like trying to change your water pump on your car at night without a flashlight. How many of you ever tried to change a water pump on a vehicle? Or anything under the hood?
Yeah.
You want to do it during the daytime.
That's right.
And if you're going to do it at night, you want this big light on this side and this big light on this side and a headlight on your head.
Yeah.
So trying to solve your problems without God's word is like trying to change that water pump on your car at night without a light. It's foolish. You're not going to get it done. And you're probably going to have parts left over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exactly what we're doing when we fail to go to God's word to find answers and solutions. Especially those repetitive problems. When I say that, I don't know what goes into your mind, but I think all of us probably have some of these repetitive problems that seem to just grate us. Right?
Yeah.
They just get on our nerves, and it happens repeatedly. Nearly every day, and sometimes every hour, several times a day, it just keeps happening. Look at that like it was a test that you're failing.
Yeah.
Then go to God's Word and research it. And find out what God has to say about how to deal with that problem.
Amen.
Most likely you're not going to find anything in there that's going to help you to learn how to change that person.
That's good.
You will find something in there to help you to learn how to change yourself.
Amen.
Because if you're dealing with something that is a repetitive aggravation to you, it's probably not their fault. It's yours. Because God is trying to shape you. And you're bucking against what He's trying to do.
Yeah.
He's trying to carve something off of you. And you're not wanting Him to. You're not wanting to let go of it. I heard the other day, a 90-year-old pastor was asked, what kind of advice would you give to a young man seeking to join the ministry, become a minister? Mm-hmm. He said, well, the first thing I would tell him not to do is go to seminary. He said, my only advice would be this. Know your Bible and pray a lot. That's good advice.
Amen.
That's pretty solid.
Yes.
But here's the kicker. It's not just good advice for someone that wants to be a pastor. That's good advice for somebody that wants to be a good husband.
Yeah. Amen.
That's good advice for a businessman or a businesswoman who wants to flourish.
Yeah.
That's good advice for a mother who wants to raise quality children.
Yes, amen.
Know your Bible.
Pray a lot.
And pray a lot. Why? Because thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
Without it, we're lost. Literally. And figuratively,
yes.
Lost.
Amen.
We're in the dark. We're surrounded by problems that we have no solution to. Are you surrounded with that kind of problem? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that God's going to solve all our problems so that we're now problem free. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to have problems. The difficult thing that we deal with is when we have a problem that we don't have a solution for. Jesus, when He walked on this earth, He had problems too. People even brought Him their problems.
Yeah. Amen.
Look, turn to Luke chapter 10. I want you to see this. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. The Bible says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? So this lawyer who thought that he was pretty smart especially in winning arguments. Thought he was going to catch Jesus with this question. Jesus simply said, "What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say?" Many times Jesus was able to shut down the ill motives of the lawyers, the scribes, the Pharisees by simply referring to Scripture.
Amen.
We're talking about problem solving. Mm-hmm. You got problems, right?
Yes.
Now that was easy for Jesus to do because he didn't just know the Scripture, he is the Word.
Amen.
According to John chapter 1. But how well do you know your Bible? Mm. If somebody comes to you and asks you a question about a certain matter, whether it be a Bible matter or not, which, by the way, I think all matters are spiritual matters.
Yes, amen.
How are you going to answer their question? Call Brother Tommy. Wrong answer. Know your Bible and pray a lot.
Amen.
How often do you study your Bible? Not just read it. Mm. God commands us to study His Word, not just read it. How often do you study your Bible? How much time do you spend studying the Word? When was the last time you went to your Bible trying to find a solution to that repetitive problem that you run across daily?
Right.
When was the last time you went to your Bible to try to find a solution to that relational issue that you're dealing with someone? Mm. When was the last time you went to the Bible to find a solution to the health problem that you're facing? When was the last time you went to your Bible to find a solution to the financial problem that you're dealing with? Answers are there.
Amen.
Lots of them. We're quick to call someone. We're quick to go on Google.
Yeah.
We're quick to call the doctor or go to that book.
Right.
Or whatever, to find an answer. We call that smart person and ask them, "Hey, what would you do about this?" Mm. And that's okay to do. The Bible says there's wisdom in the multitude of counselors. But David said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." It ought to be our first go-to, not our last.
Amen.
Know your Bible and pray a lot. This isn't going to stop the problems. It's just going to include some solutions to them. Mm. It'll also increase your joy. Because when you're dealing with a problem that you don't know what to do about and it just keeps getting worse, that can really steal your joy. And that's of the devil. That's what he wants to do, is steal our joy. But when we have a problem and we have a solution to that problem, our joy can return. Mm. We can shine brighter for Jesus. It's difficult for someone who isn't saved to watch us mope around and complain about our problems and then us try to witness to them and tell them that there is life everlasting. And to get them to actually believe it by our example. We're never going to go a day problem free. But there's a right way of dealing with the problems that we face.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of wrong ways in dealing with them. There are solutions in God's Word to every problem that we have. And I'm not saying that if you're working on your water pump in that, on that car, God's Word is not going to direct you to a half-inch wrench over a 9/16 wrench. But He can certainly give you discernment and wisdom.
Amen.
In dealing with that vehicle. In trying to determine whether you need to work on it or pay someone else that knows how to deal with it to work on it. God can give us that. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So when we study God's Word and we read God's Word, He gives us wisdom and discernment in dealing with the problems that we face. So my heart goes out to all of us who are facing problems. And that's why I think the Lord had put this on my heart to talk about tonight, because we got them. We got problems. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get more tomorrow and even the next day. And they're not going to stop. The good news is that we can find answers in God's Word. Know your Bible and pray a lot. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, I thank You for Your Word. And I thank You for the power that it provides to us. The direction, the wisdom, the knowledge that You give through it. Lord, we need that. Lord, help us to recognize that we need that. And Lord, help us to spend the time we should studying Your Word, learning more about You. Lord, help us to love You like we ought. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Turn 481.